Anna, there's been weird things happening at my house, suffice to say, over the last week or so. It started with Forkgate.
So Forkgate, if you missed it, was when Raven's wife somehow realized out of the 12 forks set they have at their home, one had been replaced with an imposter fork, and she doesn't know who did it, and they couldn't figure out why. We confronted Raven's mom, which I thought was a bad idea.
Strongly denied it.
Yep.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The fork, again, as you mentioned, was replaced with an imposter fork, meant to look like it. It weighs the same. It's a similar size. Very, very strange occurrence, right?
Yeah, weird.
Over the last week or so, I've noticed that we are down short one Snapware container cover. The rectangular size there. My wife really recognized that. I mean, I didn't pick up on it, but my wife picked up on it.
I mean, who cares, Raven?
So my wife told me that I must have lost it. I must have taken it to work or whatever, to which I denied that. Who leaves with a container and comes back without a top? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever, right?
I think you're just throwing this stuff in the garbage.
So here's the thing. I came in this morning, right? And I'm checking in the office cafe here. And lo and behold, I go through all the cabinets and I find a snap top.
So it was you that left it here.
I don't think it was. It still doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I stuff it in my bag and I'm like, thankfully, now all is right with the world again. Somebody was thoughtful enough to put this in a cabinet and now I'm going to leave with it. I get a text message from my wife 3 minutes ago. She's now found the extra top.
So you stole a top from here that had nothing to do with whatever chaos nonsense that's happening at your home.
I mean, possibly that's what happened, or possibly an extra top showed up back at my house. Now here's the problem. Now I need your help because everybody's in the building at this point. I got to somehow get it back in that cabinet without anybody realizing that I took it.
Just give it to me. I'll go put it back in the cabinet. Like, nobody cares.
Are you sure?
I'm certain that nobody cares if you just take the top and put it back in. And the fact that you just took one from the kitchen here and thought it was fine.
It wasn't attached to a bottom.
All right.
So somewhere out there, there's somebody else that's missing a top right now at this moment. Like, these are weird things that are happening.
It's not that weird. I think you guys need a new hobby.
I texted my wife and I was like, you're sure you have the count correct?
Yeah, she's sure.
And she says good.
Yep. If you missed it, yesterday, Raven had a great idea. He was going to text all his friends and tell them to give a minimum of $150 per person at his son's wedding coming up next weekend.
That's three bills in the envelope if you're a couple, Anna. Here's the thing, right? I'd rather just be upfront with my friends and tell them the thing that they may have missed. Etiquette has been updated, all right? And don't embarrass me.
Okay.
This is the one son. This is the one wedding, all right? After this, people will talk about you forever. So let's make sure they say nice things.
So after he made that bold claim, I decided to ask you what you thought about it. And lots of text messages came in, but I thought we would discuss it with your wife, Alicia, who had no idea that you were doing this.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, babe. Anna's here.
Hi. Hi.
So, Alicia, I don't know if you heard, but yesterday Raven announced on the air that he was going to text all his friends and have a man-to-man talk about giving a minimum of $150 per person envelope for your son's wedding.
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah. I just want to be clear. I think that men appreciate honest conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I know me and my friends, you know, we communicate pretty clearly. And I don't want there to be anything weird between us, you know, from after next Friday, the kid's wedding, for the rest of our lives. So I just think that it's wise to communicate with them, you know, what my expectations might be.
I told him, even though all that is true, you can't tell people what to give at a wedding. So, Alicia, I just thought I would read you some text messages that came in during the show after he made that announcement. Okay. Raven is so off base wanting to message his friends about a wedding gift. If he and his wife are going to hold people to how much they give as a wedding gift against them, then I think you need to resurrect your "That's All I Need to Know About You" segment.
Ouch.
You can't lump my wife in with me on this one. I'm a free thinking person myself, Mr. Texter.
Let's see. Telling guests what they are expected to give is tacky and in poor taste. I feel people gift what they can afford to give.
Give me that nonsense again. Oh,
I don't believe that.
Thank you.
Listen, I've seen some really wealthy people go to weddings and be the cheapest ones there.
That's right. I don't want to hear about this. We afford to give what we can, blah, blah, blah. Forget all that. If you feel like you can afford it, you didn't have to come.
Let's see, another text. I think it's hilarious that Raven thinks it's a man's conversation. That's got to be the most mother-in-law thing I've heard in a while. My mother-in-law still asks me what someone gave us at our wedding to determine what she gives back. I still do that, too. I have a notebook.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Everybody has this conversation privately.
It's not, no,
me
don't.
And
you
my friends can talk about
you
this.
You can keep track. So when it's their turn, you return the favor. It's different than telling them you got to put this. So Alicia,
I'm officially a mother-in-law. I told my daughter-in-law, I said, listen, between you and I want a list. I want to know how to treat people moving forward.
Right, of course. I mean, that you do, because that's DL, but you can't tell people what to give. You just keep
listen,
a nice notebook.
I know all the vacations you go on. If you give my kid $50 for his wedding, I'm not going to feel the same about you moving forward. I'm not.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'm just going to check again here. So you don't want me to message the guys.
No, they all know now, don't they?
I think they better have. Better be supporting this program.
I don't give money for a wedding gift. This is another text. I make them a quilt for their wedding, and the quilt will cost way more than $300 than I would pay in cash.
Well, that's a bad business
decision.
He's not
invited.
Right there. Right.
That's
a bad business decision. I think that's lovely for the people you've provided quilts to over the years. I am not one that needs a quilt.
One more, Alicia. My daughter got married in July of 2024. It cost $225 a head. She had two families of five come, and they each gave $250 for all five.
Yeah, and now she hates those families.
She said, I would have told them to stay home if I knew that.
See? That's somebody. You know what? I'm going to hand her my numbers for my friends, and she can text them for me.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Back by popular request, that's all I need to know about you. After Raven said he was going to text all his friends to make sure they were giving an appropriate gift to his son for the wedding next week, somebody said, if you do that, that's all I need to know about you.
I've got plenty that are wedding associated right now. I mean, like, I could rattle off a list. If you wear a flannel or don't iron your shirt, jeans or work boots to a wedding, that's all I need to know about you. If you show up to a wedding and you don't have a card that's stuffed full of cash, that's all I need to know about you.
Okay.
I can do that all day.
Raven, Sophia, producer Justin, here's how it works. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I'll start with one, although Raven has given 12. If you say that you have a favorite kid, that's all I need to know about you. You know, I'm doing all the back to school posts that's been like filling my feed, besides obviously Dolly Parton today. And all the pictures are, there's one mom who wrote, my favorite child is starting third grade. And I thought it was like a joke because I thought that maybe it's the only child.
Yeah.
No, she's got three other kids.
That's not cool.
How do you put into the world my favorite child and mean it when you have other kids in your house?
Yeah.
That's messed up. That's all I need to know about
you. Even if it's a joke, it's living on the internet for the rest of time now at that point. Yeah, I'd agree with that one.
Yeah,
sure.
Definitely.
So, Sophia?
I experienced this one the other day. If you body slam me while I am trying to get out of the elevator so you could walk in first, that is all I need to know about you. Wait for people to get out.
Who did that?
I wasn't here.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what
there's
was
a lot of workers here right now.
No.
There's a lot of construction.
I got on the elevator the other day, and a construction guy got on the elevator with me. No big deal, right? Except he was dragging a cart that
the
was
carts.
Basically the same size as the interior of the elevator.
Yeah.
And we have these like blankets, these work blankets on the edges of the elevator so it doesn't get scratched up in there. Then he gets in and he proceeds to start lifting the one on the back and he says, I got to go out the back with the freight. I'm like, how is this my responsibility all of a sudden here, right? Am I to assist you?
But we should remind people that when you're getting on and off an elevator, whoever's on the elevator has to get off first.
Exit
right.
First.
And don't stand
first.
In front of the doors, get to the side, all that. Yes.
Also, don't be on your phone looking down when the doors open so you're going to smack into somebody without paying attention to what's happening.
Okay.
Good advice. Justin.
If you don't make eye contact with your server, with your bartender, with your waitress, with anyone you're conducting a transaction with, a cashier, anything like that, that's all I need to know about you. If you just keep your head down and just, Diet Coke or just throw your money across the counter, if you're not going to just engage with a person like a human being, that's all I need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people have an aversion to looking people in the eye, but that's not most people. It's not a high percentage of people. So
I feel like
I'm with you.
As a mom, I'm constantly yelling at the little one, my 7-year-old, like, look him in the eye. Look him in the eyes. I think it's something that has to be taught early on. Otherwise, you don't do it.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. You too. 1-800-330-9999. You can call whenever you want. You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. lost a legend yesterday. Dolly Parton passed away, 80 years old. I mean, when you think about the amount she has accomplished, this is a woman who did not stop from when she was a teenager. She never gave herself time off. She was fiercely private and loving with her family, but she was bigger than life when it came to the public. And she talked about the first time she went into her museum and seeing all of it.
You know how they say sometimes that when you start to die, that your whole life flashes before you? Well, it about killed me going through there because I got so emotional, like going into this museum, seeing all the things I've done.
Yeah.
I never slowed down. I didn't even realize I'd done all that. It's like, wow, that's a lot of time. That's a lot of miles traveled.
It sure is.
It's you know, it's a tragic because, I mean, 80 nowadays seems pretty young, no question about it. But, you know, there was indications that things weren't right over the last year or so. A lot of canceled appearances. And that was never in her nature to do that. She didn't want to disappoint people throughout her career, throughout her lifetime. So,
and she didn't want to worry anybody.
Yeah.
Last week, she put a video out being like, I didn't take care of myself when Carl was sick. And, you know, but I'm okay. And I'm a fighter. And I'm going to do this. And she did all the things. She didn't want to worry anybody. And that was the crazy part about it. But when you look back on all the things that she's accomplished, you know, I mean, besides the 11 Grammy Awards and the 100 million records sold and her music, but all the random stuff like the movies, the specials on TVs, the truck stops, the Broadway shows, the Dollywood.
I mean, there's a whole
library.
Yeah, there's a lifestyle there. There's that continuing, you know, province of all the Smoky Mountains tradition and all that, too, and the Appalachian lifestyle and all that. I mean, she's a great supporter of every one of those type of things. So an amazing legacy, no question about it.
I went to the Dolly Parton Pirate Show at Myrtle Beach last year. It was wonderful.
To see your whole life laid out before you in a museum like that,
yes.
Especially at my age, because that's pretty much, I'll do some more things, hopefully, you know, like my Broadway musical and other things. My life story is that. For the most part, I've written most of the chapters. I'm on my last chapter because of my, you know, my age and everything. But I want it to really be the best one.
Yeah.
I want the story to end really well.
I think it did end really well. But she did have one final request. So if you missed it, her nephew, who is the head of her security, I guess he had asked her a couple, she had asked him a couple years ago, when I pass, I want you to be the one to create the video announcing my death. And she had one last request before she passed.
Dolly called me and said she wants to rest in a beautiful bed of plush cotton because after a life wearing heavy rhinestones, she finally deserves to be comfortable and have some rest. Rest in peace, Aunt Dolly, Aunt Granny, Gigi. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Did you see that the park is open today and that they're going to keep the park open every single day because that's what she wanted. She 100%. Wanted that the show would go on. And did you see that there is a song to still be released 20 years from now?
Yep.
I mean, think about that.
It's a song time capsule.
Yeah, that will be released 20 years from now. Dolly Parton, she's had 25 number one hits. I mean, it's virtually guaranteed that 20 years from now, you and I probably won't be doing this, but Dolly Parton will be number one
Speak
once again.
Speak for yourself.
Again.
I'll be right here. I'll be like, listen, let me play you this new song that Dolly Parton buried in a time capsule a million years ago.
Well, and maybe that's the way it'll go, and maybe it's not, but I think Dolly Parton will be on top.
You know what she said about that song? She said it's one of the best songs she's ever written, and she regretted burying it because now no one will let her dig it up, and now she's got to wait all this time for it to be released.
The song title is My Place in History.
Yeah, I love it. I guess
think about that.
We'll hear it in 20 years. The rookies have convened. Welcome to my lair.
What?
Yes, Raven, producer Sophia, producer Justin.
What are you talking about?
So being ready for emergencies is very important. So they released a list of things that everybody should carry on them in case of an emergency. And as I was going down this basic emergency bag, what you should be carrying on you at all times, I had every single thing except for one.
Oh, really?
Yep, which means I'm going to have to order it on Amazon in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
I don't know what that has to do with the lair, but all right.
Okay.
So, or the rookies.
Yeah. Well, you guys are rookies.
We're rookies for the emergency supplies, Justin, if you follow.
Yeah. You boys, you don't carry a big enough bag. Now, I'm even looking at Sophia. Sophia, rookie, you have a shoulder bag, a small bag. I don't know how you could put anything in there. What's in your emergency bag? What's in your bag right now that you would, if for an emergency?
It's so, a lovely purse, by the
thank
way.
Thank you.
It's very cute.
This is very important to me in an emergency. I am always, this isn't even strictly just my bag. I have these in my car. I have them in my room.
So if I could just raise my hand here and clarify for a moment. Like, I don't view these items as emergency items so much as, like, they're supplies that I require every day.
Right.
And that's
right.
why yeah. I carry them.
Oh,
so,
right. Definitely.
But they could be emergency to somebody else. But what's in there that you need all the time?
My emergency item is I'm always strapped with a lollipop. I have
she has a lollipop.
Ton of them. I for no reason other than because I'm obsessed. They're so good. I have them in all my personal items, just in case.
Is that right?
You never know.
Not
I
on
did
this
not,
list.
I did
is
not
lollipop.
Expect that.
Lollipop is not on my list yeah. of
you should see the bag in my car.
Okay.
You never know.
Yeah,
right. The
okay.
one time you need it.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. Raven, what do you have in your bag in case of an emergency?
I mean, you should know this. You've been working with me forever. Lip balm. Mm-hmm. I have lip balm in everything that I own. There is multiple lip balms, and it's always the Blistex Blue 10. Always. If you see me using another chapstick or whatever, something terrible has befallen me. There's one in my car. There's one in the truck. There's multiple in my house. There's some here in the cabinet.
Funny.
Oh, yeah.
Lip balm's not on this list. Justin, what do you carry? None of those on the list. Justin.
That is a dumb list.
What is what's your like in your emergency bag that you carry with you at all times?
Carry on my person at all times.
Yeah.
Black ballpoint pen.
Okay.
Black Sharpie marker.
Yep.
And a box cutter.
Wow.
What are you doing? You don't work in a warehouse.
In a previous life, I was in the hospitality industry, a lot of restaurants, a lot of kitchens, a lot of bars, and I always needed to be opening boxes, and I needed to be signing for things, and I needed to make sure that whatever I was writing down was legible.
I'm going
to
say right now that your supply list is one of psychopaths, and I can see Sophia's lip balm right from here.
Well, I will say that pen is on the list, so he's got
pen
the one pen.
Is on the emergency
so
list. What are
yes.
you going to do with
all right.
a pen?
Yes. So on the list, it's water bottle, a snack, cash, Band-Aids, first aid supplies, hand sanitizer, tissues, prescription medication, list of emergency contacts.
I mean, all those items make sense if you were in a hurricane
okay.
or World War III or a flood.
I have
what is the
one
ballpoint pen doing on that
yeah.
list?
The only thing that I don't have on the list...
Oh, in case you get assaulted.
I don't have a whistle.
Yeah.
I have to whistle. I have my medical kit with me at all times. Anything you guys need, I
wow.
have here. What, medical kit. What,
I mean, look at that thing. That must weigh 15 pounds.
I am prepared for everything you could possibly need.
You're wow. carrying that in
yeah.
your purse
oh, wow.
on
yeah.
a daily basis?
Yeah, I'm a mom. That's what I do. Band-Aids,
I mean,
Benadryl, anti-itch cream.
I got news for you. None of your kids
EpiPen,
are here. Leave it in the car.
Band-Aids. Tissues, you name it, I got it.
Okay.
I have absolutely everything. I have snacks. I have money in case there's an emergency and we have to go get gas. I've
or,
got
or
that
a pen.
Ready to go.
Right.
And I've got a pen as well. The one thing I don't have is
most
a whistle.
The most practical thing in the world is a pen.
Yeah, I guess he's
yeah.
kind of right.
This has been eye-opening.
And a box cutter. Good.
Okay. Right. Explain that one.
So the myth is that Dolly Parton's arguably two greatest songs, I Will Always Love You and Jolene, were written on the same day. She said it in an interview once. But there's a lot of folklore behind the song Jolene. Who is it about? Why did she write it? Who was trying to steal her man?
Yeah. I thought it was a beautiful bank teller, right? Wasn't that the story?
That was the rumor.
That was the story that I heard.
Yeah. Producer Justin, what actually happened?
So Dolly explains it herself. It actually was a bank teller, and it was with her husband, Carl Dean, and the song was written in 1973, so probably around that area, but Dolly tells it herself.
My husband got a crush on this beautiful, red-headed, long-legged girl down at the bank. He was sitting talking to this girl, and I said, what you doing? He said, I'm trying to get a loan, because he was in the asphalt paving business. I said, you need to get your ass home, or it's going to be your ass and your fault.
Dolly, don't take no mess.
Right.
Well, she knows what she sees when she sees it, right? Women's intuition.
She was inspired by a fan that she ran into, and she wanted to write a song, and so she kind of married the two things. The fan, her name was Jolene.
I did get that name from a little girl that I was signing autographs for, and I said, that's a beautiful name. I'm going to write a song about that. Of all the songs that I've written in my life, that's the one that's been most recorded.
They asked her, what's her favorite name of all time? And she said, Jolene, 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 Jolene. Yeah. So she said.
That interview where she's talking about that, where she meets that fan, she just went on. Like, that was like minutes where she just kept repeating the song. And then she said that's how she came up with the chorus and the verse and the whole thing. Just stuck in her head. She said she had to get back to the bus and write it down. But the Jolene that she was writing the song about
was
wasn't
a hussy. She was a redheaded hussy.
I mean,
actually, we don't know.
She was just a nice person at the bank
working
that her
bank.
Husband found attractive. attractive, possibly.
I wonder if that woman has ever come forward. Has she ever come forward and be like, that was me. I was the bank teller.
I'm sure lots of people would like to be credited as being the inspiration for that song.
Seriously, that'd be a great find.
Yeah.
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Amazingly, whether it was the same day or the same 2-3 days as they argue, in the same recording session was I Will Always Love You. What's the history behind that, Justin?
Well, that's probably her most well-known song because of Whitney Houston, of course. Dolly said herself that she thought that Jolene was the one recorded by the most people. But I Will Always Love You, she always thought it was a beautiful song, and she wanted other people to sing it. And she had in mind Patti LaBelle, the great R&B singer. She wanted to have Patti LaBelle do it, but Patti LaBelle took a look at it and passed. However, who wanted
to... Can you imagine passing on that? Like, did she ever think back? She was like, that was a mistake.
Yeah, it's one of those regrets that happens after, right?
Yeah, but who wanted to do it was none other than the king himself, Elvis Presley.
Elvis' manager wanted to have the publishing on that song, and I wouldn't allow it because it was my most important copyright. It broke my heart because Elvis didn't get to sing it, but I had to hold on to it. Elvis loved this song. In fact, Priscilla had told me that when she and Elvis were leaving the courthouse after they divorced, he was singing that to her walking out. So she said he did love it.
Yeah, she posted about it yesterday, Priscilla Presley. That's 100% true. After their divorce, he sang it to her on the courthouse steps.
Well, it was a wise business decision by Dolly Parton, for
Absolutely.
Sure. And everything worked out well because Whitney Houston obviously did an incredible job.
100%.
That was a big week. A big week for music for Dolly Parton. We have a challenge from Dolly Parton, and it's time for all of us to do it together. So, you know, I don't like the term we lost Dolly. She's not lost. We know where she is. She's in heaven. She's with her husband. She's with her family.
Well, you know, the thing about Dolly Parton is, again, you know, her contributions, they're going to stay forever. The legacy, the impact on people, the music that will live with us, the films that are out there, like, you know, you can still capture that spirit of her from now on.
Which is
it's a great gift.
Not surprising that she said this.
You are enough, and anyone who tells you otherwise isn't worth your time. You got this. Yes, I'm talking to you. Other people didn't always believe in me, and in those times, I had to believe in myself. Plus, nothing's better than proving people wrong.
She's right.
Yeah.
There is nothing better.
It's the greatest success.
Oh, it's proving people wrong. And she goes on to say,
make a list of the things you love about yourself. They can be big or small. And if you tell yourself enough nice things, eventually you'll believe them too.
Absolutely.
That is true.
Yep. So I started thinking about it. I'm like, you know what? Everybody should do that today. Everybody, in honor of Dolly, should just come out and say out loud 3 things you love about yourself and why you're so good and why you're going to make a difference today and every day.
Okay.
All right. So Raven, producer Sophia, producer Justin, we have this task to begin it. Raven, you want to go first? Want me to go first?
Sure,
okay.
I'll go first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, as far as 3 things that I think that I'm proud of myself, I would say that I'm dependable. As far as, like, if you are a friend or a family member or whatever and you need help, or if I see you struggling or whatever, I will typically ask and do all that I can to help you. Overall, I think I'm kind, unless you make me not. But in general, I've usually got a smile and something nice to say about somebody or be encouraging. And I'm resilient. You know, I can be courageous. I can be brave. I can do all those things. You can't defeat me.
Yay!
Thank you.
Well said. Well said.
Thank you. I feel good.
All right, Sophia, give me 3 good things you love about yourself.
All right. I love my ambition, my ability to hustle. I think it makes me me. My energy. I live in a constant state of zoomies, as I like to say, like a dog.
I like that.
And my sense of humor. And I like to make people laugh.
And I want you to know those are all the reasons why we love you so much,
Aww.
Too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are
Thanks,
kind
guys.
And smart and strong.
Yes,
Thank you.
And ambitious and everything I want.
Thank you.
And Justin, how about you? Tell us nice things about you that you love about yourself.
I love that I'm always curious and looking to learn new things, and my penchant for puzzles and all these things to figure out and put together. I like, you know, expanding my mind. I am a hell of a cook.
Yes.
And
you sure are.
I am proud of that. I love that. And I like that I'm more or less unflappable. I don't get too excited. I don't get too down, but I have a very steady, easygoing kind of a level demeanor, and I appreciate that about myself.
Let me tell you something about Justin.
So I like that strength,
too. Yep, I have celiac, and I'm gluten and dairy-free, and there's been a couple times where Justin has come in and he's made things and he's made it safe for me. And that, like, that means a lot, and it says a lot about his character, too.
He quoted like 3 different authors to me this morning before you guys even got here. Let's put it that way.
And for me,
a very smart guy.
Okay, my turn. I'm a good mom. Mm-hmm. I'm a great mom. I love my kids with every ounce of my heart and will do anything for them. I'm loyal to my friends and family. I'm fiercely loyal. Like, ride or die. You mess with one of them, you're messing with me. Mm-hmm. And I'm street smart. I may not have been great in school, but when it comes down to getting the details done and getting a job done, I can get it done.
Definitely.
All right,
now,
100%.
If you're in the car right now, or you're with your kids, or you're with your family, 3 things you love about yourself. Put it out there for Dolly. Heaven welcomed Dolly Parton, and she has been honored in many different ways. Pinky Mystery is a graphic artist and was chosen to create a mural in Dolly Parton's hometown of Sarrahville, Tennessee. Pinky, Wings of Wonder, how did it all come about?
Oh, so that was a revitalization of our downtown in Sevierville, and it was a project that a bunch of us wanted to do was murals. I love butterflies, and of course, you know, being in Sevierville, knowing Dolly loved it too, it was something that I proposed, and they picked. It was their first mural. It was my first mural. It was a pretty special moment.
Pinky, when you grow up in a town like Sevierville, and you know, you've had such an icon that's come from that area there, like, what's it like to feel their presence almost every day, right? Because I know that she cared so much about the area, always talked about it, always wanted to make sure that it was successful and that people had opportunity from there.
Yeah, she was very involved in our community. Like, she gave all of us from Sevier County High School, you know, $500 for graduating. And she would come to so many things in downtown Sevierville. So we kind of saw her, like, you know, as we grew up, we saw her all the time. It was really cool to see. But she's always give back to our community. And it's kind of like we all know her, but we don't, you know?
Right.
Like, she's just like family or something. It was weird.
Pinky,
was
you brought cool. up something that I thought was folklore. So I'd always heard and read the stories that because graduation rates were so low in the area, she
yes.
told all the 8th graders that if they graduated, she would give them $500. And
yes.
and it brought like the attendance and the graduation level up like 30% or something crazy like that. That's real?
Yes, it's very true.
When you think about somebody like this being involved in the community, I mean, it almost sounds like every person must have had a moment with her, right? Some sort of interaction or whatever, whether it be
yes.
going to the store or at graduation or at, you know, the town fair or a parade or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we saw her at the parade every year when she did that. And, like, she would, you know, I remember, like, there was some multiple times she'd look right at me and say, you know, hello, how are you? And it's like she knew me and I knew her. It was really cute. She was very, like, personable, and she was always, you know, just a sweet person.
We were just talking about this recently, what a gift that is and how special that is, that some people possess that ability that no matter how big their life is, no matter how many mm-hmm. people they're interacting with all the time, they have this ability to make you feel like you're the only person that matters right. when you're having a conversation. We were just talking about this with Taylor Swift, talking about it with people after they had a personal experience, and to hear that with Dolly Parton, there's no part of that that is surprising to me.
You know, Pinky, they always say don't meet your heroes. And I've had a couple incidences where I've met heroes and it's been very disappointing. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I kept reading yesterday on a lot of Instagram posts from all these celebrities was when they met her and she was a hero, it was everything you ever dreamed of.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. And I never got to meet her like that. But I have so many friends in Sevierville that got to meet her. And they all said the same thing, that she's just the sweetest person, which, you know, I'm not surprised.
Blake Shelton said it very eloquently. He said, when you met her, she was everything that you imagined that she could be and so much better. It was like sitting down with your favorite family member that you hadn't seen in forever. And they were just fun and funny and interested and inspirational, all those things.
So what's her hometown doing to celebrate her now?
I know yesterday a lot of people went to her statue that's in Sevierville. It's right in front of the courthouse and, you know, and took flowers and stuff. So
it's absolutely beautiful. Wings of Wonder. When you're in that area, you have to stop by, take a picture with this beautiful mural. Thank you so much, Pinky, for taking the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living, barely getting by.
One of my favorite fun movies from back in the day.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Oh. It holds up.
Yes.
Dabney Coleman, it holds up. Gene Fonda.
Like Casey Musgraves posted on her tribute to Dolly, the world lost a lot of sparkle today. It's so true. But, you know, when you think about her, she was so larger than life because of the costumes she wear and the wigs and the heels. And if you ever wondered why does she always look like that? There was a reason.
It was not allowed to wear makeup in the hair. And the most beautiful girl, woman I had ever seen in my life, we didn't go to town that much, but when I would go to see her because she had these long red fingernails, she wore bright lipstick, she had peroxide blonde hair, wore tight clothes, short, and I thought she was the most beautiful thing I had ever seen. And my mother said, oh, she's just trash. She's just a tramp. And I thought, that's what I want to be when I grow up.
And that's how we got Dolly Parton. Well. And that's why she always portrayed herself like that, because she thought it was the epitome of beauty.
Well, you can imagine that, you know, growing up in the Smoky Mountains and the poor conditions that she did. I mean, her family was so destitute, right? Like you said, yes. It was very conservative. Things were frowned upon like that.
And it's not easy to look that cheap, as she said many times.
It's amazing how much it costs to make a person look so cheap.
It's true. All those sparkles, all those rhinestones, and, you know, you talked about how she grew up so poor and, you know, she had dreams, right? This was her dream, her lifelong dream, and she never forgot it. And Julia Roberts tells this incredible story how when they were on the set of Steel Magnolias, it was very hot.
Yes.
Very, very hot. And she says,
it's hot. Did I get some water? And this, and Dolly never said anything. And I finally just, I had to say, Dolly, I mean, you've got a wig and you're doing the thing and the wool. And I mean, come on, just, it's hot. But just like say, I'm hot. You know, this is a drag.
No.
And she said, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be famous and I wanted to be rich. And now I'm both those things. I'm not going to complain about it. And I thought, okay, I'm going to be quiet for the rest of the day. You know, it was like,
it's true. Yeah.
No, she's crying on the yacht.
Yep, she was never going to cry. She was never going to complain because this was her dream and she got her dream and she never forgot that. But all those years of wearing all the makeup and wearing all the rhinestones and wearing the heels and the wigs and the gloves, it gets to you. So she had one request and her nephew did a beautiful video tribute to her that she had asked him to do years ago.
Dolly called me and said she wants to rest in a beautiful bed of plush cotton because after a life wearing heavy rhinestones, she finally deserves to be comfortable and have some rest. Rest in peace, Aunt Dolly, Aunt Granny, Gigi. May God bless Dolly Parton, and may God bless you all. She will always love you.
Oh, I hope she rests easy and she can finally take off those heels. Dolly Parton has joined her husband and her parents up in heaven.
I thought it was very eloquent the way her family made the statement. It said that she left her earthly body.
It's true. She was ready. Even her nephew said in video that he posted, we're sad and mourning her, but she's not sad. She's happy because she always knew that heaven was going to be waiting for her when her time came.
Well, it's a mark of her great faith.
One of the places that loves her the most is her hometown, Sayreville, Tennessee. And one of the local jewelers there has his shop directly across from Dolly's hometown statue.
What a view.
Ronell from Ronell Right Chicks Jewelry Design is joining us. I was looking at your commercials. Man, your jewelry is beautiful. Do you design all that yourself?
I do. Everything is handmade. I make jewelry for different jewelry stores, different designers. I'm actually a transplant from Boston. We moved here. But we love it here. It's an amazing place.
Well, that's an interesting story in itself right there. Must have been quite the view yesterday, seeing what's happening now in the hometown of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. You know, it's so funny because everybody seems to have, it's just hysterical. Everybody has a connection to her. You know, I have some friends that have restaurants downtown and they've hosted for her. She's just such an iconic person. You know, she's always been involved with the merchants around the area. And, you know, my landlord's mother went to school with her. Anybody you talk to will give you a little Dolly story. It's really, really amazing.
You know, the statue is kind of like the focal point. There's so many great things that commemorate her in the town.
Yeah.
Have they been joining there? Has everybody just been hanging out there?
That's what it seems to be. Yeah. I mean, people are dropping flowers off. I mean, you can go there. I'm there every single day, obviously. And, you know, you just will not see, 5 minutes where somebody is just not there. And I'm talking about always, you know, that someone just isn't taking a picture with their statue. There's some beautiful murals of butterflies, and people are always just taking a picture or something to do with Dolly, you know? It's just amazing. She's such an iconic person in the neighborhood, you know? And like I said, she's really involved with everybody's business, you know? Like, I've never had the pleasure of meeting her. Obviously, we've seen her, you know, she'd be in her parades, and, you know, she's at Dolly. She has an apartment at Dollywood, so we go to Dollywood a lot. I have an 11-year-old daughter, but, you know, you'll come home and you'll hear the next day, oh, she's going to be there today, or she was there yesterday, or she's always around, which is just, I think, so amazing, you know? She loves the community.
I mean, it's really a testament to her investment in that area, not only in the people itself, but like you said, you know, she had a relationship with the merchants and whatnot, because
absolutely.
So many, I mean, here you are, you're a transplant from Boston in an area in the Smoky Mountains where, you know, let's be honest, a lot of these communities have disappeared over the years without some sort of economic interest like this. And Dolly Parton made sure that never, ever would happen.
I agree 1,000%. And, you know, the family name is big here, too. So a lot of the relatives have businesses. I have another good friend of mine who was in business with her niece, which a moonshine company called Shine Girl. And then, you know, the bank behind me, Smart Bank, the whole top floor is her imaginary library headquarters, you know. So she's there, you know. I just feel so bad for the people that, you know, maybe work at Dolly or just one of her businesses or her hotels. I mean, she's got the most fabulous hotels, and, you know, they get to meet her because she'll go, you know, and I just feel so bad for those people that, you know, it's just going to be, I don't know, I hate to say it, but just probably just working at another theme park or working at another hotel because, you know, she's not going to pop in and maybe say hello to employees or,
right.
You know.
Feel a little emptier.
Yeah, a little emptier, yeah.
Well, we hope that's not the case, right? That the right. People that do remember her and loved her and knew her well enough will keep that going.
Speaking of the beautiful statue outside of Ronell's jewelry shop, you can go to our Instagram at Ann on Raven. We'll put it up on our story so you can see it for yourself. Absolutely gorgeous, and all the balloons and the butterflies and the flowers. And if you want to learn more about Ronell and his beautiful designs, you can head to his website, rrdjewelry.com.
Thanks, Ronell.
One couple.
It makes me furious. I just don't. I don't get it.
This is what she wants to do.
One problem.
My daughter wants to do a spa weekend for her 16th birthday.
And I'm being deprived of going there because I'm a guy.
You decide the outcome.
All right, Gabby, you got to be happy to hear that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we can have a family dinner when we get back in town.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits tool built for small businesses. Learn more at gusto.com/radio. Robin and David. Robin, let's start with you. What's going on?
Every year, we, as a family, we go to Florida to visit my family. You know, it's a tradition. It's something that we always do. It's Thanksgiving week, and it's really important to us. Our son, he's a senior in high school. And he doesn't want to go this year. There's a lot of different events that he has scheduled for his senior year and that weekend. Parties, overnight stays, and that's what he chooses to do instead of going to Florida. So I'm not really feeling that. You know, he's not 18 yet. When he graduated, I may feel different, but for right now, I don't want him to stay behind. I want him to go with us.
Yeah, that's tough. There's a lot of senior things that go on this year. And I can understand not wanting to miss it and miss the time with your friends, but also family time's important. David, what do you think?
It's a tough week to plan everything.
I know, but I mean, it's like something every week.
Right.
Seniors.
I mean, I love my wife's parents, and they are getting older. And I mean, it's Florida. It's a great time to go on Thanksgiving. But it's my son's senior year. The memories he's going to make with his friends, he's not going to get in any trouble. He's a good kid. He's on top of his grades. He's looking forward to college. It's Thanksgiving weekend. There's nothing that you could really get in trouble for. I think just let him stay, have his fun. We'll pick it up again in summer. Now this gives us an excuse to send him down there somewhere else during the year.
So he would be staying back by himself at home.
But he's almost 18. He can drive. If you can trust him with a car, you can trust him with the house for 5 days.
Yeah.
Listen, he could get into a little bit of trouble. On the other hand, like, to me, the biggest thing is this is one time in his life. He doesn't get another opportunity to spend these moments with his friends. This is truly the end of that ride. Once he goes to college, all of that is completely different. It's a whole different group of people.
But you could also say there's also something to be said for spending time with your family and family traditions. And maybe your grandparents would like to see him before he goes off to college.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they would like to see him. They can get back in the car. They can, you know, fly to see you guys at the end of the school year or whatever. Wouldn't that make sense? I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe I'm wrong. I thought you were going to do the thing where you're like, oh, well, you know, it could be their last holiday.
No, well.
Because that's always a popular choice, too.
I don't know. Would you let your son stay home and miss Thanksgiving with your family if he really wanted to be part of all the senior activities that are happening that weekend?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Ann and Raven.
If your son, who's a senior in high school, said, I know every Thanksgiving week we go to grandma and grandpa's in Florida, but I want to stay home this time because there's too many senior activities. There's a scavenger hunt. There's a overnight. There's all these things going on. Do you let them stay back by themselves a week at home and miss time with the grandparents?
You know, listen, I get the fact that it's a little bit hurtful for Robin that all of a sudden her son is growing up, things are changing, and that he might want to do something else. And David says, you know, he only gets one shot at doing these activities. And that's absolutely true, too. But the fact is it comes down to who's being more selfish, right? If you make him go because it doesn't make you feel bad as a family, but yet the whole time he wants to be with his other friends, like, what point are we proving there?
But there's a lot of factors here. You're going to leave your 17-year-old alone for a week while he's doing all these activities. Not all of them are school sanctioned. So it's like, is there opportunity for him to get in trouble? And meanwhile, you're going to be worrying about him the whole time. What would you do? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
You know, I am going to say dad's side. Typically, I would say mom's, but I think that it is his senior year. I mean, he's never going to get this time back in his life, so you might as well enjoy it while you have it. I mean, he's done Thanksgiving with his family every other year.
Right. You don't want to be the impediment. That's the way I see it. I mean, family time is obviously important, but he's been doing it every year. He's going to do it next year. He's not doing it for 1 week.
I know, but it's a big week because it's senior year. And all right, whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a couple's court. Your son is a senior in high school and he says to you, Ma, Dad, I know that every Thanksgiving we go to grandma and grandpa's in Florida, but I don't want to do it this year because that week we have a bunch of activities planned with my friends and I want to stay back by myself. Do you let him?
Robin says no. Robin says we've got a family tradition and that's the most important thing that should trump everything else that's going on. But David says, you know, let's be realistic here. All right. This is one thing. It's one trip. It's his senior year. Let him stay behind. Let him enjoy himself. He only gets one time to enjoy this time with his friends.
The Couples Court verdict is powered by Sherwin-Williams. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale. Get 35% off paints and stains Friday through September 9th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm definitely on a kid's side because he's only got one shot, man, and this is it.
Right. I mean, big things could happen that
next year.
Yeah.
He's got no opportunity. Next year, he's already past senior year. So skip the year and go enjoy his time with friends. That's what I think.
Hi, Diana. What do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Hey, Dad. Well, I have two kids. One's a junior in college, and then the other one's a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a one-time thing that they get to experience. The kid could stay with a friend. I'm pretty sure there could be somebody's house he could stay at for the week or, like, a couple of friends that he can, you know, be in between houses.
Yeah,
so he
you know,
can spend his senior time.
That's an interesting alternative if you're worried about, you know, him maintaining some sort of, you know, behavior or whatever, or taking care of the house. Take him out of that part of the equation, put him at a friend's house, and then you've got somebody that you trust. I mean, he must have a friend that the family knows the parents of, and that kind of changes things.
You could stay with them.
Yeah, that's a great suggestion.
Thank you.
Thanks, Diana.
Kelly, whose side are you on?
I think he should go to Thanksgiving. Not to mention the fact that on Thanksgiving, all his friends are still going to be with their family. So what is he doing on Thanksgiving?
Right. I mean, unless he stays with a family member.
He's not going to have an event on Thanksgiving. Right. So I don't know. I would still make him go to Florida, but that's me.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
David, our audience agreed with you today. Senior year is senior year. It's a lot of firsts and a lot of lasts. And if he wants to stay back and enjoy with his friends and he's responsible and you're not worried about the house or his well-being, then let him do it.
Exactly. And he's going to look back on this week and think how cool it was that his parents trusted, how much he trusts us. He's not going to do anything wrong. And he'll have a bunch of memories. It'll be a great time.
Robin, Possibly he's going to catch up with your parents at Christmas time. Certainly I'd hold him to make sure that he's making a well-thought phone call or a Zoom or whatever during that time. But people understand that there's a lot of stuff that you just get one opportunity to spend this time with your friends. And then after that, that ride's going to be different next year. So that's where the voters seem to have their hearts.
Well, so be it then. I guess, you know, he's a young adult, and he really is. He's an adult almost, so I guess I might as well just get used to it and let this be my first experience of what our lives are going to be like as he gets older. So, all right.
Uh-oh, now I feel bad for you. Now I would have changed my vote. Good luck, guys.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email at couplescore@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$2,400 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven, powered by Gusto. Gusto is a simple online payroll and benefits tool built for small businesses. Learn more at gusto.com/radio. Hey, Lori, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Lori. $2,400. Here we go.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, let's wait for that big old door to close so he can't hear us. Yep, we're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you these five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, Lori. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven, okay?
Thank you, yes.
Number one, NBC is expanding the Voice universe with the Voice Celebrity Edition, where stars will compete instead of undiscovered talent. Now, the original coaches of The Voice were Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, Adam Levine, and what former Mickey Mouse Club member?
I don't know.
Okay. Number two, Disney paired different characters with each NFL team for a new clothing collection. King Triton is going to be with the Dolphins. The Jets have Buzz Lightyear. And the Raiders have the Star Wars character that is Luke's father. Who is that?
Darth Vader.
Number three, the singer recently raised $250,000 for the United Nations World Food Program and Global Citizen through ticket donations. This singer's name is Abel Tesfaye, but what is his stage name?
I don't know.
Number
four,
it's okay. Jessica Alba and her daughter got matching tattoos on their wrists as her teen headed off to what Ivy League college in New Haven, Connecticut?
New Haven, Connecticut. Yale.
And number five, Real Housewives star Jen Shaw is on the brink of being a free woman after she was sentenced to 6.5 years for her role in a nationwide telemarketing fraud scheme. She was on The Real Housewives of where?
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Okay, 3 out of 5 for Lori.
Not bad, not terrible. Let's see how I do.
Number one, NBC is expanding the Voice universe with the Voice Celebrity Edition. Stars are going to compete against each other instead of undiscovered talent, which I think is dumb. We want to see people... Like, you know what I mean? I don't know why they do these celebrity editions. It doesn't make any sense to
me. Yeah, because that means the show is failing.
The original coaches of The Voice were Blake Shelton, CeeLo Green, Adam Levine, and what former Mickey Mouse Club member?
Christina Aguilera.
Yes. Number two, Disney paired different characters with each NFL team for a new clothing collection. For example, King Triton is with the Dolphins, the Jets have Buzz Lightyear, and the Raiders have the Star Wars character that is Luke's father. Who's that?
That'd be Darth Vader. It's because the stadium looks like the Death Star.
Yep. Number three, the singer recently raised over $250,000 for the United Nations World Food Program and Global Citizen through ticket donations.
Okay.
That singer's real name is Abel Tesfaye. What's his stage name?
That'd be The Weeknd.
Right. Number four, Jessica Alba and her daughter got matching tattoos on their wrists as her teen headed off to what Ivy League college in New Haven, Connecticut?
Oh, that'd be Yale.
Yep. And number five, Real Housewives star Jen Shaw is on the brink of being a free woman after she was sentenced to 6.5 years for her role in a nationwide telemarketing fraud scheme.
Okay.
She was on The Real Housewives of where?
Was she Atlanta?
No, she was Salt Lake City.
All right.
Lori, 4-3 today. That's going to get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Lori, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,500 tomorrow, Anna.